what is love? In 2012, it was the same thing. The most Googled thing was, what is love? Can you believe it? What that told me was that people haven't got a clue what love really is. And so I did Google, what is love? Because that's what I do when you people are doing real jobs. And I Googled, what is love? And it came up with all sorts of things, like love is chemistry, love is a passionate commitment, love drives all great stories. And love doesn't have to be so complicated. They've obviously never been in love, have they? But I was fascinated even more by a survey that was done at this kids' primary school. And they asked the children to say what they thought love was. What is love was the question they were given. Carl, aged 5, said this: love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on aftershave and they go out and smell each other. Anyone done that recently? Another answer. These are quite profound because they all have actions involved. Rebecca, aged 8, said this: when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That is love. Isn't that great? Chrissy, age 6. Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs. Terry, age 4. Love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Ian, age 7. Love is when my daddy makes me breakfast every morning. Lucky Ian. Emily, aged 8. Love is when you kiss all the time. Then when you get tired of kissing, you still want to be together and you talk some more. My mummy and daddy are like that. They look gross when they kiss. Okay, Noel, age 7. Love is when you tell a guy you like his shirt and then he wears it every day. And this one, final one, Marianne, age 4. Love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day long. Ah, there you go. So they've got it right, though, haven't they? Love is an action. Each of those was an action. And it's not just an abstract thought or feeling. It is actually concrete and evidenced, isn't it? And even if it's painting one another's toenails. So there's something for you to do on Valentine's Day night. You can paint each other's toenails. But here's Paul's list. And if we could have the first one up, please, Phil. This is Paul's list here of what love is. Love must be sincere. You know, we could camp on that verse for many sermons. But in the Greek, it actually says love must be without hypocrisy. Without hypocrisy. And in ancient Greece, a hypocrite was a stage actor. So it was somebody who pretended to be something he wasn't. And so our words and actions should line up. What we say is what we should do and what we should mean. If we say we love someone but don't do things for them, then we might be a hypocrite. We're saying one thing, doing another. You know, I remember when I was a missionary in Afghanistan, I would come back to England from time to time to raise funds, basically, and I would go to all these different venues, and at one particular venue, somebody introduced me and said, "Hello, everybody, this is Dan. Don't just tell him how much you love him, give him your money." And I was very grateful for that, because they did. It's important that you tell people you love them, but it's also important that you show them. And that is what love really is. Here are the rest of Paul's action points. Could we have them, please, Phil? Next one. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. And again, in the Greek, it talks about family love, the storge love. You know, no wonder people are so confused about love. The Greeks have 4 words for it, at least 4 words. We only have 1. So, for example, if Paul was to say that he loves Jackie, and then he was to say, "I love chips," are we to think he feels as strongly about chips as he does about Jackie? You don't have to answer that one immediately, Paul. Sorry? It's obviously not adequate, is it? Because it's the same thing. I love chips. I love my partner or whatever. There's obviously a lot more in it than just that word, isn't there? So this word that's used here is storge, which is family love. It means the sort of love you would have for your child, your parent, your family. And the idea here is that we're to be devoted to one another in a sort of familial love as a church. So we're more than just a collection of acquaintances. We're more than just a gathering of friends. We're actually family, and to love each other that way. And that's the key here. Can we have the next ones, please, Phil? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And the next one? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And the next one? Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You know, there you are. It's easy, isn't it? Just once you get those down, we'll move on to the rest of the passage. But it's complicated, isn't it? One of the things I would like to finish on is to say that verse there, share with the Lord's people who are in need, practice hospitality. This is so important that we get this, that love is about giving. Indeed, the Hebrew word for love is based upon the root of the word for to give. You see, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. And that's the truth. And in Lent, people talk a lot about giving up stuff, chocolate, alcohol, Facebook, whatever. But I want to challenge us as a church, as a sign of our love, not just to give up, but to give out. Let's give out outrageous acts of generosity where we give out of what we have to others, where we share hospitality, where we share with God's people. Don't just give up, give out. John, the apostle, sums it up in the verses when he describes what love is. Because if you look at this verse, it suddenly all becomes clear what it is to love. Can we see it, please, Phil? This is how we might know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. He gave up his life so that we could be forgiven, set free, and come into that joyful relationship with God. And he gave his life. You know, it was painful, it hurt, and ultimately had a huge benefit, though. And so that's what it is when we give up stuff to God, to others, when we give out to others. We can never outgive God. You know, I was at a giving a talk once, and a woman came up to me at the end of it and said, "I want to give you £20. It's my last £20. I mean, what do you do when someone tries to give you their last £20? Well, I took it, and because I know God's economy. I know how he works. When we give out, he gives back to us. You cannot outgive God. God is an outgiving God. And so that woman came to me a day later and said, "You won't believe it, Dan. I gave you my last £20. That evening, somebody gave me £40. That's just the way God seems to work. It's God's economy. You can't outgive God. But if we are to love, it means to give out. To give. And I want to give you some ideas how you can do that. There's a short video we're going to look at right now that will give you some ideas from an organization that's called 40 Acts. And what they've done is set up this thing so that for the whole 40 days of Lent, you can sign up to receive an email which will give you some ideas of ways you can give out to people this Lent, how you can give out in extraordinary acts of generosity. Let's have a look at it, shall we?
You are here. You are a small spark of hope. You are the smile on a grey Monday morning commuter train when it rained and they forgot their umbrella. You are the umbrella. You are the spare seat. You are number 42 on the street who always says hello. You are the open invitation, the spare change when they come up short. You are the hands and the feet of those too weak to carry their own load. You are the road to someone's opportunity. You are the undivided attention and the encouraging word. You are the drop in the ocean rippling far and wide. You are the light in the midst of their darkest place. You are the grace and the I'm sorry. You are generosity embodied. You are part of a community. Your community. Our community. You are one small act of generosity, with 40 days to make a difference. You are here. Are you ready?
So that's the website, and it's printed on the sheet here. You can sign up. It's not too late, even though Lent's already started. I do recommend it. It just gives you some ideas. You've probably got lots of your own, but let's try and be outrageously generous, shall we? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much that you showed your love for us in sending Jesus to lay down his life for us to sacrifice and so that we could be forgiven and set free. Father, we ask that you would so move our hearts in response to what you have done for us, that we would love others, and that you would give us the energy, the strength, the desire to give out, to act in love, not just for this Lent, but for always. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Dan, thank you so much. If David Burgess is here, if he could come up to the front. Romans 12, verse 13, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. When you leave the church today, you'll be given one of these brown bags. We're actually collecting food for the Sisters of the Church. They're a group of nuns who live down in St. Paul's. And again, it's a way of doing that. So do take the brown bags away, fill them with the food that they suggest, and bring them back to church. David, welcome to Christchurch.
Thank you.
Wonderful, it is working. That's great. David, just tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you been at Christchurch, and what's your particular profession?
So I came to Christchurch in 2009. I grew up in Bristol. And for the last year, I've been in Oxford. So I've been in total 6 years in Christchurch and mostly part of the 6:30 service.
Thanks. And I think you're an engineer, aren't you?
That's right. I'm a civil engineer. Spent most of my time working for Arup here in Bristol and more recently for Mark MacDonald in Reading.
Thank you very much. We're thinking today, in fact, David, I'm going to test you. David, what's the theme for today's service?
Love in action.
Well done. You got that right. David, how have you seen God's love in action, and how are you hoping to show God's love in action?
So I've been privileged for the last 8 years to be part of EMI, Engineering Ministries International. And so during my holidays, I would go to India mostly and help on these projects. And I'm privileged to serve the church there. So they're helping the poor in many different ways. So by sharing the good news of Jesus, but also helping in provision of schools, hospitals, children's homes, water supplies, and so on. So I've seen love in action as God has led people in India to reach out to the poorest of the poor.
Thanks a lot. I think you're going to be going out there soon again to help and to show God's love in action to the people of India. What can we pray for you, David?
Yes, so please pray. I'm moving on Friday the 26th of February, this time for the foreseeable future. So I'm going to be based in Delhi until God calls me elsewhere. So please pray for this time as I transition, that I'd settle into a church family in Delhi quickly. Also pray for continuing support, financial support. And I just appreciate your prayers so that, I want to be God's hands and feet wherever I go, and just pray that he will use me and that I'll keep close to him.
Thanks. And if people want to keep in touch with David, do go and find him afterwards. You'll be at the back, will you?
Yes, I have a letter. If you would like to receive a letter, or if I take your email address, and I'll be able to send you emails over the coming years.
Thank you. Let's just pray now for David. Children, just to give you a 30-second warning to finish off those Lego models, please. Children, 30-second warning to finish off Love in Action. If you want to hold out a hand towards David, let's pray for him now. Heavenly Father, thank you for David. Thank you for his desire to serve you and use his gifts to serve God's people in India. Thank you for his skills of engineering, and we pray now that you will be with him as he goes to Delhi, that you'll help him to settle in quickly, to find fellowship there, a church to attend. We pray that you'll meet his needs and help him to serve you, to show your love in action by helping on those engineering projects. May your blessing be upon him now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks a lot, David. Thanks. Over to you, Ruthie.
Okay, children and teenagers who have been working very hard for the last 10 minutes or so, can you carefully bring your Lego creations up to the front if you would like to share those with us? I don't know if we'll be able to do a close-up with the technology at the back there. Okay, let's see what you've got. Wow. Okay, do you want to come to the front here? I'm going to come in front of you, and then they have been busy. Wow. Okay, who would like to tell me what you've built? Okay, what, Joseph, can you come over? There we go. Come on then, yes, that's it. You're coming up to the front. That's brilliant. Okay, who wants to go first? Who wants to tell me what you've made? Okay.
I built a person helping someone from rubble. Like from an earthquake or something like that.
Can we pan in on this one even more? Hold it up a little bit. So this is someone helping rescue from an earthquake. Round of applause. Well done. Thank you.
This is someone helping someone who's been locked up by someone else.
What, like in a prison?
No, just in a tower somewhere far away.
Like somebody kidnapped?
Yeah.
Round of applause. There you go. I knew they had a good imagination. Wonderful. Goodness. Okay, who else would like to share?
This is a boat, hover car boat plane, which can save people by people driving it.
Like James Bond?
Kind of. It's got like a jet booster, wings, everything you need.
Very cool. Thank you. Let's have a round of applause. What about any of you little guys? Who wants to share? Jess? She made a farm. So you're caring for animals in your farm. Wonderful. Let's give Jess a round of applause. Thank you. Who else wants to share? My goodness, I'm surrounded by amazing creations. By the way, parents, if you want to take a quick picture of your child's creation before it gets demolished, do that. Who's going next?
A machine which, if you take a cone and you fill it up, it makes you feel like love.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. That's so cute. Round of applause. Well done. There's a big one over here. What's this?
It's a house and a blind man's fallen over and someone's helping him.
That's amazing. We've got a whole house.
And he's lost an arm.
Thank you very much. Well, are we seeing these? Are they coming up? Yes. Okay. Right. Who's next? Who wants to go next? I'm treading on Lego all over the place. Yes.
I built these three little guys and... excuse me, with the plane, when are you?
There's another one on the floor.
Can you tell us what it is? So, this little guy is a person, and he's on a jet ski. He crashes into a boat or the dragon. Yeah, and then after that, the little guy in the plane comes to save him. And then this little bulldozer thing.
Instead, he eats the thingy that just... swings.
Yeah, then, Then this guy, he comes and picks up his little jet ski and then puts it away and then puts it in the recycling bin. So then the guy, he gets him a new one.
Wow, there's a whole story going on here. Well done, boys. That was teamwork, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness, there's so many. Who's desperate to go next? You shy? Okay, anybody who's not shy and who wants to share? You just need to fix yours. Okay, all right, boys, you need to hold it up so that we can catch it on the camera. Like, hold it up, I don't know where the camera is. Right, what is it, Thomas?
There is someone riding an aeroplane and the other person is trying to learn how to ride it.
You've got someone hanging off the aeroplane wing, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, he does look like he needs rescuing. So, wonderful, thank you. Is this part of the same story?
Yeah. This is a hover boat what delivers sweets. Who eats them will fall in love.
Is it sort of like a love boat then? Delivers love hearts to people. Wow, thank you. Another round of applause. Okay, we've got time for one more. I think maybe we can just leave the... Do we want to leave these at the front for people to look at afterwards? Or is that dangerous? You're desperate to show. Okay, let's see yours. You've all worked really hard. I'm amazed.
We put ours together. I made mine and then I put it together with my sisters. So we built... We made an interesting building... And they're, like, holding hands to say well done.
Because they were building something really big. And then they think they like it.
Thank you. So they worked together as a team like you did? Yeah. Well done. Thank you. Anyway, I don't want to leave anybody out or make anybody upset. Well done. Thank you. Anybody else? Do you want to show? Yeah, what's yours, sweetie?
A spaceship.
A spaceship? Can you tell us about your spaceship?
The spaceship is rescuing the people that are fighting the dragon.
The spaceship is rescuing the people fighting the dragon. Well done. Thank you. Okay. Well done. Another round of applause, I think. Anybody else want to share? Did yours fall on the floor? Did it get mended again? Yeah? Do you want to tell us about it, Hattie? You made a castle. Wow, isn't that lovely? Is somebody being rescued in the castle? Yeah? That's really good, isn't it? Thank you very much. All right. Any more for any more? You want to share as well?
This is a car and a rescuing you and stable.
So it's a car rescuing. It's something to do with the stable? The horses need rescuing? Yeah, thank you, Tegan. Round of applause. Well done. Okay, has everybody shared who wants to share? Do you want to share?
I have an aeroplane.
It's an aeroplane. What's the aeroplane doing?
It's flying.
It's flying. Is it going to rescue somebody as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, round of applause. Thank you. Well done. Lovely. Okay. Do you want to share, Joseph?
It's basically a boat with guns and jets, that's all.
And it has love hearts in there as well. Guns, jets, and love hearts. Who'd have thought? Okay. Anybody else? Or are we all... Okay, Lexi.
What have you done? I did an aeroplane and aeroplane killed a car.
Okay, so what's the love in action? Is somebody getting rescued on yours as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, so round of applause for Lexi. Thank you. Lovely. Well done. Okay, guys. Brilliant. Okay, those of you who've shared, why don't you just take a seat? Why don't you just sit down on the steps with your creations? That'll be lovely. Thank you, because we've nearly finished. Boys, would you like to sit down? Thank you very much. And then anybody who needs to share, who's not shared, yes, up you get. Thank you.
So this person here is rescuing a drowning person, and she's paid all her money to a beggar to look after her cats.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Thank you. That was very clear. Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, aren't our kids amazing? Big round of applause for everybody. Over to Janet. Are we going to sing first?